We bring in Matt Zimmerman, assistant coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Coach, big game tomorrow night up there at Bud Walton Arena.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Trey, they're all big. That's what Coach Anderson says. But, yeah, this one's pretty special and a big game. And, you know, to get Jim Boeheim here, you know, and to get the Syracuse Orange here, you know, top five team in America, it is a big game. And so we're pretty excited. We were up at the Student Union today with some of our players and some of the bomb and cheer people were giving out, you know, flyers about the game, and there was a lot of students talking about it. So hopefully there's a little bit of buzz about the game tomorrow.
What as far as getting ready for this game, what kind of problems? They have one of the best 2-3 matchup zones, and they got some size with Christmas in the middle. What kind of problems do they propose for y'all?
The zone's really active. When I first started scouting Syracuse, I thought they kind of grinded it out and really slowed things down with their zone, which obviously a zone does make the game slower, but they're very active in it. And, you know, last year they were fifth in the nation in steals, and, you know, we're used to being in the top first, second, or third in the nation in steals, and they're Syracuse fifth last year, and this year they're averaging about 14 steals a game. They're all over the place. That's a tremendous stat, and they block a lot of shots. So, you know, you have got to attack gaps against that zone. You've got to get the ball to the high post. You've got to get the ball to the short corner and work along the baseline, and you have got to move that basketball or you will not score against it. And they don't put little guys out there.
Do they?
You know, they got this is a big team. This is a very big team, very, very good zone defense concept.
I know a lot of times zone, sometimes they don't block out as well. How does Syracuse do? Do you see that there's a potential for y'all to get some offensive rebounds when they play the zone?
Well, most zone teams struggle to get defensive rebounds. And Syracuse right now is +8 in the rebounding. So they're not doing any struggling at all on the boards. And part of that is because they're so big and they're so athletic. Now, last year they went 34-3. But they were about even on rebounding. So exactly what you're talking about kind of hit them a little bit. Some people were able to sneak in there and get some boards against them. And this season they've done a great job rebounding. They're dominating the glass on the people they've played. Now, you know, they've played San Diego State, Princeton, Wagner, and Colgate. So that's their four wins. And they've not played on the road. Generally, Coach Boeheim likes to play all neutral site, non-conference. So to get them on the road is really big, and hopefully we can get in there and crash the glass against them.
Coach, talk about the environment you guys are hoping for tomorrow night with the whiteout. First 10,000 fans get T-shirts for the game. Talk about the hostile environment, since, you know, Boeheim doesn't like to get out and play those non-conference road games, that you hope that the fans will show up and create that home court advantage tomorrow night.
But it's, without question, one of the biggest keys is for us. Now, obviously, we have to play well. We're going to have to provide a lot of energy. We're going to have to be all over the place. But the crowd is big for us. Of course, Matt playing here, he knows how the crowd and Bud Walton can really spur you on. It can motivate you. And we need that. We need every single body. We've sold a lot of tickets, but we've got to make sure those people show up. They got to come. And college basketball, it's a lot better sitting in that environment, sitting in that arena, than sitting at home watching it on TV. It's good on TV, but it's not like being at Bud Walton Arena.
You're right. The atmosphere there, when it's rocking, it is rocking. Now, looking at it, y'all have to have more depth. Is that part of y'all's plan this week, is to, you know, have the five-man substitutions and being able to kind of fasten the pace of the game up?
No question. If it's a slower tempo, if it's a grinded-out game, if everything's very, very half-court set, that's going to favor the big bodies and the big athletes of Syracuse. And we have to get the game fast and a little bit ugly. We want the game to be a little chaotic, and we want it to be up and down the floor. Now, we want to play. One thing we've emphasized this week is we want to play fast, but not in a hurry. I mean, we have got to be under control. We can't have some of the sloppy turnovers that we've had earlier this season. When we have the ball, we got to get a shot at the rim. We cannot waste trips down the floor and not get a shot, and we have to do that. And so us taking care of the ball is also going to be very, very crucial in this ball game tomorrow night.
Matt, what do you think that the kids learned about the trip to Las Vegas with those two losses?
I think the biggest thing was our guys, hopefully we learned a lot about our defense and how we played hard, but we fouled way too much. And that's one thing we really preach to them. Sometimes you can get away with that at home. And even in some of the home games where we got the crowd going pretty good, we were hacking a little bit too much. They're not going to call quite as much at home. And when you really get the crowd involved in the game's tempo, they're maybe going to call one out of every two or three fouls, you know. And there was times with Coach Richardson's great team, you're probably going to foul every possession. They're not going to call it every possession.
Right.
As in Vegas, it was, you know, smaller crowds. They just called a lot of fouls on us. And, you know, we gave up 36 free throws and 38 free throws in those games. One game, we fouled 29 times. You just can't overcome that on the road or a neutral floor. Same thing tomorrow night. And Syracuse makes free throws. And so out of all the eight kids they play, they put one kid out there that's not a good free throw shooter. The rest of them are knocking them down. So we can't give them all those pitches.
We've got
to play better defense.
Yeah, with your younger players and the way the minutes do get divided up, how do you keep these players aggressive without thinking? Because sometimes, and just from my career, that when you make a turnover and if you turn the ball over twice in a row, are you worried? Like, do you not stay aggressive you know, you turn the ball over, then now you're sitting down instead of playing because you want them to be aggressive. You want them to attack the basket and try to score, but you don't want them to play defensive where they're worried about, well, if I turn the ball over, I'm going to be sitting on the sideline with Coach Anderson.
That's very important. That's a good point. And we really try to – Coach does a pretty good job of not jerking guys in and out based on that. If they take a real wild shot, you know, he might sub them right then. And now if they have three turnovers in a row, he's going to sub them.
Right.
But if they have a turnover – he's generally not going to pull them right then because of that, because we don't want them looking over at us. We need them worried about Syracuse out there on that floor or Oklahoma or whoever it is we're playing at that time. We can't have them constantly looking over there to us saying, am I coming out? And you're right. We've been playing 11, 12 guys, so there is a tendency for them to start thinking, okay, if I miss this shot, I'm coming out. And we don't want them thinking that.
Yeah.
We want them going hard, and getting tired. If they'll go as hard as they can, Matt, Trey, for 3, 4, 5 minutes, they're going to need to come out.
And coach is going to put them right back in. You know, that's what they got to understand.
Yep, exactly. And they have to trust that. Now, if they're not playing as well, if they're not making very much happen, or if they're struggling, it's going to be maybe a little bit longer for them before they get back in. But, you know, you want them playing so hard, just being all over those guys and being aggressive, that when that horn sounds, we know they're tired, we get them out. And like you said, it don't take them but about a minute or two to catch their breath. Now that next guy that's sub for him, he should be getting tired.
Right.
And we're going to sub him. If we don't need guys coming out, if they're not needing subs, then we're not playing hard enough. Not for what we're trying to do.
Coach Z, I got one more question for you, and this is kind of off this game a little bit. Pat Bradley, the co-host of the Zone, has challenged Matt Jones to a little one-on-one.
Oh, God, it's going to be ugly. Matt's going to kill him.
Coach, I told him, I said, I'm still in my 20s, Pat. Come on, man.
Yeah, Pat, you know, Pat was a great shooter. One of the best shooters in Razorback history. But he needs some other guys out there to help him. He needs guys driving it, like Kareem Reed, driving it and kicking it to him. He doesn't necessarily need – he's not a one-on-one guy. You know, he's not a great one-on-one player. Matt Jones, he may not even break a sweat on this.
Hey, Coach Z, MJ5 just said that earlier today when we were talking, he said, I'm going to put the Joe Johnson on him like Paul Pierce.
Oh, did you see that?
Oh, that was a beautiful, beautiful move last night. And, you know, what a great offensive player Joe Johnson is and does so many things. And, well, that was beautiful.
He's exactly what you just said. He is smart, and he is under control when he's out there playing. He's a great player to watch for all you young guards out there. He's a great player to watch.
He's a great – he don't make hardly any mistakes in his game. He's just fluid and smooth. And, Matt, you'll understand this. You know, when Joe was a Razorback, a lot of people didn't know how well he fit in the style. Of course, he had a great career here for the short time he played here. But – because he's not a super high energy player.
Yeah.
And Coach Richardson's style and Anderson's style, you know, it was energy, blue collar, tough, hard nosed, flying around the floor. And that wasn't really Joe. And Joe found his niche and was still a great player here. But it's interesting now watching him in the NBA, you kind of look at that and say, how in the world did he ever fit that style where it's two different paces? You know? But boy, he's fun to watch in the NBA. He can really score a great pass or two. Great Razorback.
You're right. Good luck to y'all, Coach, this week.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Good
luck.
Guys.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Go Hawks.